Kansas City area. So big Royals fan, big Chiefs fan. So excited to, you know, watch some AL Central games. And then, you know, went to college in Missouri at a small liberal arts institution. And then left, you know, once I graduated, I went to Virginia Tech in Virginia. And that's where I met my wife. And we ended up even, you know, we lived there, got married there, and then decided to pursue a PhD. So went across the country again to Texas. And so was at Texas Tech, where I did a PhD. And, I started my career going back across the country again to, at a small, really unique university called Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. It's one of the only non-land grant agricultural colleges in America. So, you know, if you're wanting to study agriculture, but you don't want to be at the big land grant or big R1, we were a really attractive option. So we pulled in a lot of students from around the Southeast. And I, you know, I loved it there. I ended up, you know, teaching, you know, I was teaching English, teaching writing, and then I ended up becoming the department head, and then dean of arts and sciences as we were growing, and then it's called the assistant vice president for academic affairs. And then I got recruited to Georgia College, which is the public liberal arts. So it's like the Minnesota Morris of Georgia. And that's about 7,000 students. And I was the associate provost, so kind of the number two, kind of helping out with all the academic, running academics there. Particularly, we had a really strong leadership program. We had programs for, these what we would call like high impact practices, or these, you know, really experiences that we knew had a huge impact on students. So things like study abroad or undergraduate research. And then we also had a bunch of centers and institutes and things like that. So pretty administrative heavy. But I also, I study an author. Her name's Flannery O'Connor. So I ended up overseeing and starting and overseeing a center devoted to her, because that was her, actually her alma mater was Georgia College. Mm-hmm. So kind of had one foot in sort of the administrative world and one foot in kind of the teaching academic world there.
When the opportunity came up to apply for this opening in Morris, in this position, tell me what intrigued you about it or led you to say, you know what, that might work out for me.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of things. Starting with the fact that, you know, my wife had been to a conference years ago in Minneapolis and has for years, I'd say about 10 years, said, you know, it would be kind of fun to live in Minnesota, you know, and so that was always kind of in the back of my mind. But Morris helped found, there's a conference or, you know, consortium of the public liberal arts institutions. So kind of the, you know, what Morris does, in each state, it's called the Council of Public Liberal Arts. So, you know, Georgia College is a member of that council. And the executive director of the council, you know, I was pretty active in that group, and, the executive director one day called me out of the blue and was just like, hey, there's going to be this opportunity at Minnesota Morris. I don't know if you're interested or not, but I think you'd be really good for it. So at that point, my wife and I started, you know, we were looking at Morris, looking at the website, you know, just kind of familiarizing ourselves. And when the ad actually came out, she read it first. And she was like, oh, my gosh, this sounds like a perfect place for us. I really, really, really like what Morris has done in terms of offering just a range of these real interdisciplinary majors, a lot of different, you know, a lot of different kinds of coverage majors. But then also offering these real kind of what we call like high touch opportunities. You know, there's a lot of resources that are dedicated for students to do a lot of hands-on learning, you know, a lot of resources for study abroad. In fact, we have a really high rate of our students study abroad. A lot of resources for, you know, mentored undergraduate research projects. So you really do get the kind of education you would at an expensive private, you know, like a McAllister or St. Olaf type. But you do it at a public price, at a much lower price. But also, I really liked who the student body that Morris serves. That was similar to the students I worked with at my first institution, ABAC. That's what I wanted to do. So it was kind of the work I wanted to do with the students I wanted to work with. So I applied, and I was really lucky to get selected.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You are the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Dean. Now, a lot of us have heard that title before, but we don't know exactly what it means. So tell me what you do. What are your duties or responsibilities?
It's a lot of things. But really, it's I'm trying to help. A lot of what I do is to try to make faculty's life easier by doing some of the administrative work behind the scenes and just trying to kind of ease those barriers so that they continue, you know, doing amazing work with students. So it's a lot of it, you know, it's a lot of meetings, a lot of paperwork, you know, but also what's been interesting is you know, looking at ways in which we can, you know, develop some new and exciting programs, you know, kind of doing some of the things that I was doing at Georgia College and bringing them here. In fact, you know, during the new student orientation, we were able to do a really neat showcase of what the students did this summer. So we had a lot of students working on some really cool projects. You know, some you know, they had some summer funding. Some were working out at West Rock, but some were working specifically with their faculty mentors. And they just, you know, we had hundreds of people come through and see what they were doing. And so that was really gratifying. And then, you know, I asked all the division chairs to tell me what the faculty did over the summer. And we tried to compile, you know, a newsletter. And we weren't even able to capture all of it. But the faculty just were involved in some, you know, whether it was taking students to study abroad. We had, you know, some study abroad trips. We had a trip going to Senegal. But we also had faculty, you know, working on books. We had a faculty member that was over in Germany. He had this Obama fellowship, and then I think he went to Turkey and gave a bunch of lectures. I mean, we had faculty doing work all over the world. So it's really amazing. So I'm just trying to help them out. That's what a lot of my job is, you know, working with the divisions, trying to kind of just make sure all those boxes get checked.
Sure.
Yeah.
If there is an academic program or a major that Morris would be known for or is a strength of the university, is there one that comes to mind? I know you have to be proud of all of them.
Yeah. So there are absolutely a lot of strengths. What I think Morris doesn't realize that they're doing, that they're probably, I would say, literally one of the best in the nation, is sustainability. I mean, coming from Georgia, it was a different environment. Morris is doing things that are just way ahead of its time, especially, you know, as small as they are, things that most universities can only dream of. And it's not just, you know, it's not just in like environmental studies. It's really across all the disciplines. Faculty are getting their students thinking about it, and you know the students are heavily involved. So that is just, you know, they've been winning awards for sustainability. But I've been on a lot of campuses and done some consulting work. I've never seen a school doing the kinds of things in almost every single major that Morris is doing. And, you know, it's things the current generation, Gen Z, is very interested in this. And so, you know, I think Morris is just way ahead. So I don't know if you saw, because you're also new here, but we've been featured in, you know, the New York Times, as well as the Wall Street Journal. I mean, so for a school, you know, small school like this to have that kind of impact from, you know, that and that kind of acknowledgement. They hosted this summer this UN event, 17 rooms on, you know, climate change, the 17 UN principles. So, you know, again, and that was covered in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So they're just doing a lot around sustainability. But I would also say study abroad is really, really strong here. You know, it used to be, I think, around 50% of the students studied abroad. Now it's gone down because of COVID to around 30%. But still, that's way above the, you know, where I was coming from, Georgia College, we had the second most affluent student body for a public school. And it was probably 5-6% of our students were studying abroad. There are more students studying abroad here, even though it's much smaller.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get a chance, Jordan, to interact with students on campus much, or is that important and do that?
It is very important, and that's one of my goals. Just because I'm new and it takes me a lot longer to do things, and I'm still learning, you know, all the policies and procedures for the University of Minnesota system. But, you know, I'd like to teach. I'd like to, you know, I want to get more involved, maybe advise a club. So that's something where I'm trying to get to know students, and I'm going to dinners and events. But, you know, I'll be at the game Saturday, and, you know, I definitely want to get to know students. And that was actually part of the appeal. Some places, you know, when you're in these roles, you don't have any contact with students. And Morris is that kind of place where it seems, you know, that was actually part of what sold me during my interview was, you know, the first night I had dinner there at Old Number One. And the group, the committee, the search committee, they not only knew every single student, you know, that was working there. It was just clear that this group of people that work all over the university knew, you know, they knew all the same students. And I just really loved that. And when I was leaving, the person that was escorting me out, she ran in to one of her alums, one of her former majors, who's, you know, a teacher now, saw her and gave her a huge hug and thanked her. And it just seemed like a really special place. So, you know, I saw that, I witnessed it, and I thought, you know, this is a place that really has something and has something unique, and you know, I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. Well, welcome to Morris.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to meet you and visit with you. Before we let you two folks go, Sue, I want you, if you can, to just remind folks out there of an event that's going on this afternoon at 2 o'clock that's open to the public.
Yes, absolutely. We are dedicating the agrivoltaic array. An agrivoltaic is just a solar field where the panels are 8 feet off the ground and the dairy cows from West Rock graze underneath them. 2 o'clock today at the array, which is behind the City of Morris Water Treatment Plant. We're super excited to have Representative Paul Anderson and State Senator Tori Westrum there to make some comments. And we invite you to stop. And if you still don't understand what it is, just come out and take a picture with a cow.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There you go. You're going to have a beautiful day for it.
So yeah, thanks
awesome.
For that.
Yeah. Jordan, thank you. Sue, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it very much. It was good to meet you.
Thank you.
You bet. And there you go. That